Their brief psychedelic period was over, but their powerhouse streak of classic albums was just beginning when the Rolling Stones released Beggar's Banquet on this date, December 6th, 1968. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
After the experiment of their Satanic Majesty's request, the first signs the Stones were getting back to basics was the single Jumpin' Jack Flash. But they weren't just going back to the blues. They would go acoustic, they would add some world rhythms, and they would expand themselves lyrically. Mick Jagger was reading a lot of philosophy and poetry at the time, an influence of his girlfriend Marianne Faithfull, and those elements would go into the lyrics, allowing the Stones to comment on the growing turbulence around the world. But the turmoil wasn't just political and in the streets, it was also happening within the group. Brian Jones's drug use was out of control and caused him to miss multiple recording sessions, and he would be difficult to work with when he did show up. His most meaningful contribution to the album would be the sitar on Street Fighting Man. 6 months after the album, he would be thrown out of the group and would die a month later. As a result, for the first time, Keith Richards would handle most of the guitar work himself and develop his unique five-string guitar setup, propelling him to write some of the Stones' most iconic songs. One of the most lasting legacies of Beggar's Banquet was the album cover itself. The band wanted to use an image of a toilet in front of a graffitied wall, but Decca Records refused, and a white cover with fancy script designed to look like an invitation was chosen. As the album was reissued over the years, the original artwork was returned. After the release of Beggar's Banquet, the next 4 years would be an incredible run for the Stones. Let It Bleed would follow in 1969, the live album Get Your Ya-Ya's Out the next year, and then Sticky Fingers in 1971, and Exile on Main Street in 1972. It was the Rolling Stones' classic album period, and it began on this date, December 6th, 1968, when they released Beggar's Banquet. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.